You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So normally about this time every week, we would give Dana the honorary first grievance of the week. She claims she has none. So, Sam, it falls to you now in the pecking order. So we need your gratigrievitude.
Gratigrievitude coming up. So it was a previous grievance of mine multiple times over because they would continue to pave all of the other streets in my neighborhood and not mine. Finally, we got the little thingy on the door. They're paving our street.
All right, let's go.
So neighbor told me, man, it's been 15 years. This is awesome. They never paved this street. I loved it. Until the guy milling the street went about 2 feet into my yard and ripped off a sprinkler head.
Oh.
And that is where my gratitude turns into a grievance.
Ew.
So I'm now scrambling. I'm like, what in the heck? I've got a geyser coming out of my front yard. I'm expecting to have to hassle with this company. I call them up, and before I can even finish telling them my problem, oh, we've got somebody on the way right now to fix it. They literally fixed my sprinkler head same day. Gratigrievitude.
I like your gratigrievitude.
There you have it.
Very nice. All right. We do have the phone lines open at 913-586-7798. If you have a grievance on this Festivus Friday, we do have some open lines. 913-586-7798. Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you very happy Festivus Friday. So as they say on the Channel 19 telethon, let's get those phones a-ringing, people.
Phones ringing.
Grievances don't air themselves. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Let's go to Scott in Kansas City, and then Sam will read the one from the text line. Hello, Scott.
Hello. Welcome welcome again here. Sorry. Welcome back, Scott.
Thank you.
And this is I think this is my 14th time being the first caller, by the way.
That's good.
And also about that, the Randy Rhodes plane. I think I read that the plane, the wing actually hit Ozzy's bus and then cartwheeled into a house.
That is correct.
Yeah, that was
all right. So my grievance is, this is with myself. So since I'm about a month older than Dana, and I'm already playing the pill game where I have a bunch of prescriptions and, you know, stuff and other pills the doctors want me to take, and one of them is fish oil. So I need to get, you know, a new bottle of that, and I thought I had needed the 1300 milligram size. So I called some stores yesterday, and they don't have that size. They only have the 1200. And then I also, when I went out shopping, I looked at a couple other places, and they only had 1200. So I'm like, So I go home, and I happen to look at one of the empty bottles, and it was the 1200. So I'm mad at myself for, you know, remembering incorrectly, you know, I could have, you know, picked one up, you know.
And Scott, now you got to go back out.
Yeah.
Thank you for the grievance. Can I add to Sam's grievance?
It's a gratigrievitude.
My gratigrievitude is that I am grateful for the job we have and the place where we perform it and all of my colleagues that I love so much.
But
my grievance is I can now not drive through our parking lot in any direction, formation, or speed without hitting a pothole. They are now actually strategically placed so that even if you try to go wide left to miss one, when you come back right, you hit the other one. And yesterday I had two coffees from Quick Trip, one full of whipped cream because that was mine, and then one for my guest. I had almost made it all the way to the front door. And as I am turning in, gunk, one of my tires goes down. My gratitude after that grievance is it wasn't my coffee that spilled. It was my guest's coffee. So I got to drink all of mine, but he didn't get all of his.
Gratitude, baby. Wow. Trademarking it.
Speaking of the potholes in the parking lot, Sam, before you get to the one from the text line.
So bad.
I just happened to follow Big Boss, into the parking lot today at around 8:20, 8:25.
Yeah.
It is impossible for her to say that she is not aware of the problem.
As she, too.
Wide left, wide right.
Let's just say that in her car, she is well aware of where every pothole is leading to her parking spot.
Be very intentional when you are trying to get to the front lot.
I didn't know if I was following somebody who was dodging potholes or a drunk driver. There was that much swerving going on.
You've seen the memes about Kansas City, and it says sober driver swerving all over the road, drunk driver straight line over the pothole.
Yes. It's something.
All right. We need some more callers in here. Some grievances. 913-586-7798. Or Dana starts reading from Leviticus in 5 minutes. 913-586-7798.
2497 from the text line. My grievance. At our office, we have a guy who takes the newspaper from the break room.
Oh.
He then goes into the restroom stall. He then leaves the restroom and puts it back on the break room table.
No.
My grievance is with my oldest daughter.
Uh-huh.
She was planning a lake trip recently. I was over at her house. And they had everything packed, ready to go in the kitchen. And their spare shoes that they were taking on the trip were on the kitchen table.
I've done that before.
So I cleaned the kitchen table thoroughly once the shoes were removed. 913-586.
Is your last name still Parks?
I've done it before.
We're not sure yet anymore, okay. Sam, to be honest with you. 913, you put shoes on the table?
I've done it. We have to keep the shoes up now because happy birthday, Birdie Ray, yesterday. Birdie Ray turned
happy
one. But if you leave shoes down on the floor anywhere, you will have some semblance of a shoe once she...
Is she a shoe eater?
Oh, Scott. I cannot even... Pairs and pairs and pairs. I only buy flip-flops now at Costco because they're like $9 or $10 or something. And I think I'm on my third black pair of flip-flops.
913-586-7798. Chris in Kansas City. Chris, hello.
Oh, now I have a grievance, too. I thought it was a friend of the program, but anywho.
Oh, hi, friend of the program,
well, hello,
Chris.
Hello, yes.
So I went to my annual Upper Peninsula, Michigan cabin, and unfortunately, it was the first time I went in alone as my father, hero, and stepmother passed away within about a year of each other. So I was dreading it, a lot of anxiety. I've been going up there every year since I was 6 weeks old. So I walk in, I start ugly bawling, I get back in the SUV to go meet up with the rest of the family, and I have to pull over, I can't see, I'm literally ugly bawling where I cannot see. I pull over, I turn the radio up, and I just be, and I'm praying to my dad, like, just comfort me, and like, I can do it. Sissy can do it. Sissy can do it. Who other DJing in Little Lake, Michigan, town of like 50, south of Marquette? This is week. I'm your DJ. We're here to play the soft music. Very own Wink is DJing.
No!
I swear to God, I have chills right now. I told Sam the story. My 98.1 friends are with me. My dad loved his voice so much.
Oh.
He changed his name from Will to Wink. But anywho, Will was with me. So I jammed out, got to the party, welcoming party, and all is right with the world.
Wait,
again.
So he was on a station in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan?
Yes.
Wow.
Of Marquette, Michigan. In that moment, who would have ever known?
I had no idea, and I work with him.
I didn't either. And before I, you know, started to, you know, get online, I'm like, you know, Sam's been at UP. I'm like, I thought of you, too. You know, you were UP friends. I go, but I got to make sure this is the week. I'm like, I know it is. He goes, oh, yeah.
That makes me so happy.
It's a great story.
Oh, you guys, I can't wait to, like, somehow connect with Wink and let him know.
We'll tell him.
What he did for me. So, gratitude out to my 98.1.
Oh.
Oh, I love that story.
Chris, thank you, truly.
Bye.
Bye. 913-586-7798. Angie in Kansas City. Angie, hello.
Oh, my goodness. I almost forgot my grievance. I was so enthralled with her awesome story.
Yeah, that was good.
First thing I want to know, is there an application to be a friend of the show? Because I listen every day, and I call and text all the time, and I feel like we're friends.
Well, no, I don't think we need an application.
No, you're in. Well,
I'm going to say we're friends. But anyway, here's my grievance.
Okay.
I work in a building where there's five floors. We only use four of the floors. And we share a restroom like we have for this 18 people in our office, we have two restrooms. One has two stalls. One just has one stall. And one is we have a key to. One we don't. It's just kind of open.
Yeah.
Well, the people on floors 2, 3, and 4 have a bunch more stalls than we do. But we have noticed that they come down and use our bathroom that they don't need the key to. And they go in and then they lock the door. And that, I think, is becoming their pooping stall.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
The different
rather
floor pooper.
Yes. Rather annoying because we only have these, you know, two restrooms between 18 of us. They have a ton. And then there's no air freshener in there. And if we leave the air freshener in there, we have to buy it personally and they go through it quickly.
No.
And it's just annoying.
Okay. The different floor pooperer.
Yeah, who's that?
We had one of them here years ago.
Who might that be, Scott?
He was a sales manager. I'm not going to say his name. He's no longer here. But he worked on the second floor, but would do on the third. Which
we
is
would
the
never,
floor
ever, ever see him ever. And then when you did, you knew.
All I know is his initials are R.D., and he knows who he is.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I did not know that
R.D.
little detail.
R.D. was a different floor pooperer.
Mm-hmm. And what's the point? It's not like they're not going to see you walking out after dropping that bomb.
Well, but keep this in mind, Sam. He was a sales manager, so he had other people working for him, right? Underneath him. And so if he were to come out of that stall with that odor floating around the second, and one of the people that works for him was waiting out there, it would be embarrassing for him.
Oh, I don't find that embarrassing. I'm proud of what I just did.
913-586-7798. We'll get to more of your calls, your grievances in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. All right, let's get back to the phones. Dom in Topeka.
Hey, Scott, by the way, welcome back. Glad to have you back.
Good to be back. Thank you.
And, okay, here's a quick preference. About a long time ago, it's probably about 11 months, I did a grievance on the person or persons who thought of the word / category friend zoned.
I remember this. I can give you an update.
Mm-hmm. I can give you an update.
Yes,
I am no longer in. Okay, well, guess what, Dana? I am no longer in the friend zone. In fact, I have met the absolute best lady I have ever met in my 57 years of life. She's actually in the car with me, sitting next to me, and she is my gratitude because she makes my life that much better.
Aww. Good for you, Dom.
And also, one little grievance, but what is seriously wrong with the youths of today? Like, seriously, what is wrong? There's no respect. Now, also, I don't know, but you probably just didn't get that word. Because I called a long, long time ago, was on your podcast as the Joe Pesci guy.
Oh, I know the Utes. I absolutely know the Utes drop.
Me and Scott did the court scene on the podcast that day because I called in and you, Dana, said, hey, by the way, I don't mean to interrupt you, but she's like, has anyone ever told you you sound like Joe Pesci? And then me and Scott did the whole court scene where Joe Pesci says, you know, the two Utes. And the judge is like, the two what?
And Dom, I remember that. And I even remember who played the judge. It was Herman Munster.
That is correct.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Well, hey, listen, you guys are also my grievance. I love your radio station. I love your show. Me and Amy listen to it all the time. You guys are the best.
Well, Dom, I'm glad you have been moved out of the friend zone. Joyce in Raytown. Hello, Joyce.
Hi, guys. Happy weekend.
You too.
Scott, I missed you so much. I'm so glad you're back.
Thank you.
I have listened to you since you were back with Mike Shannon years ago.
You go way back, yeah.
Oh, because I'm old. which brings up my grievance. School will be starting sooner than we are excited about.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to school zones, and the speed limit is always 25 miles an hour. They're always marked well. They often have yellow lights. And people go down there 35, 40, 45 miles an hour. I go 25, and the people behind me are like, oh, my God, what's with this old lady? Well, they're right on that part. But what's with this old person going 25 miles an hour, and they can't wait to get around me? Hmm. So it's just a reminder. Kids are walking home from school more than ever because the bus routes start farther out than they used to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Truth.
So hey, Joyce,
protect our kids.
Thank you for the call. It is an early good reminder, but I have to be honest. I said to Scott during a break, I am so sick and tired every time I go into the store seeing back to school stuff. We are not there yet.
We're pretty close.
We are not there. We're not even to August. Get me into August and we'll talk back to school.
By the way, if you are doing back to school shopping,
Thank you, Sam.
Grab some extra supplies.
Yes, please.
Foster, Adopt, Connect, Back to School Drive, partnering with KMBZ and Pinnacle Bank.
Well done.
KMBZ.com.
Well done.
Well
done, donate there as well, because we are definitely excited about back to school, aren't we, Dana?
When you see the back to school supplies
<We're very excited. laughs>
out in the store, even though it should be another week until they put them out, please grab extra for our drive.
Hang on for just one second. My grievance might end up being you. On that grievance, I'm going to look and see when the Mill Valley High School first day of school is. And I think,
it's been out like 2 weeks.
Jason in North Kansas City. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
First thing, welcome back.
Thanks.
So, I think I'm just going to call in with an AI grievance like every Friday from now to eternity.
Okay.
But now this one I got to share. I have been using, I will not name them, but I have been using a major app for hotel and flight reservations for about 20 years. And when you log in to use the VIP, one would expect that you're going to get a discount when you've been using them for so long and such. I started noticing about 6 months ago that every time I logged in, the prices went up. Hmm. And I'm like, what? So I searched on a non-AI search engine and found out that basically their AI algorithm is looking at all of my history and then saying, oh, well, we think you'll pay more. So instead of giving them my discount, the AI is trying to grab every last dollar that it can. So the sad part about this situation is that I logged out, I deleted all of my history, and I went back as anonymous, not signing in, and I saved money. Plus, I got a 10% discount for signing up with a new email address. So
what you need is to go into witness protection, Jason.
Basically, by hiding like a meerkat in a tunnel, I saved about 20% of my hotel.
Yeah.
A meerkat in a tunnel?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I had to hide everything I had from this AI engine to save more money. Because if I hadn't, it was just every time I was logging in, I started noticing. It was like, okay, it goes up $5. It goes up $10. It goes up $15. So that's my grievance. I'm going to call in with another AI grievance next Friday.
Okay. Yeah, we'll look forward to it, Jason.
Absolutely. First day of school in Mill Valley High School in Mill Valley is August 18th.
Do you remember when we went to school?
It's less than a month
back in the day.
Like, when did
we
go?
It was September every single year.
Is it that late?
We got the whole summer off until the very end because our classrooms didn't have air conditioning.
Huh. I never even thought of that. Okay. Sally in Prairie Village, hang tight. We'll get with you and Chris and Big Al and another Chris, all of you, in just a moment on Festivus Friday here on Dana and Parks. Got a line open if you want it, 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Sally in Prairie Village. Hello, Sally.
Well, hello. I must really want to grieve because it's been a whole lot of long time of hold time, but I've really enjoyed hearing about Dom and Amy. Way to go. And also, endearingly, I'd like to gratitude Brian Busby. Do you ever notice the way he says Saturday? He says Saturday with an H-E-R in there. It's S-A-T-H-E-R day. Saturday. It's nice. It's nice. All right. May I give two grievances or is there time?
Oh, for you, Sally, two is perfect.
And welcome back. You're just great. Okay. So here's the deal on RSVPs. Everybody, all the people, not just RSVPs only for weddings. RSVPs for everything. I know it seems irritating, and I want you to know that I'm pretty proper about it, and I missed one by, it was an RSVP by date, and I missed it by 2 days. But here's what goes on that people don't know, and it's, I think that people have never paid to host a party, and people don't RSVP and show up, and or no show, and then the poor little saps of cute people, or the poor little people that you love so much, have no people at the party. That's also bad. And so, I mean, if I have to drum up some posers, I want to get them there because I need to get them there because we need to have some joy at a party. But here's what goes on with big things is seating charts and all the ridiculous money that's going into the weddings that you guys will soon be paying for. I can't wait. And also then like who sits next to who? And then if we're a late decline or something, you've already paid for that food and probably the bar package. That's it. Okay. My more lighthearted one, but not really. Why are the tan lines on the ladies all the time? If you have spent $300 on a dress or $7,000 on a wedding gown or $300 on a bridesmaid's dress, why are you wearing a one-shoulder dress when your swimsuit, you weren't in a tube top all summer? Ladies, it's all the ladies. It's grandmas, it's moms. And then I want to say this, boys, when you go out to the golf outing, have you not seen the movie The Hangover? That's what you're looking like. I'm talking about tan lines and sunscreen and everybody that's, I can't unsee your tan line. Superstars all over the world, everybody, let's do it.
Sally, can I pile on
to your grievance?
Yes.
Did you know that it is a new trend among women of a certain age? I don't know what age, but I see it on social media where they're literally going and getting tan lines spray tanned on because for whatever reason that is seen as attractive in 2026.
What?
I think I need to punch somebody.
I agree.
They all need to. Well, this is terrible. That's never going to undo itself, and it's not cute, and it's not charming, and it's ridiculous. It looks like you were too stupid and poor to figure it out. You should just wear yourself a turtleneck. Freaking turtleneck, man. Turtleneck and tube top. Those are the choices.
Sally, please.
I hope you have a great weekend.
Please call in every Friday.
I love you. Goodbye.
Right, love you back, too. Sally.
What does RSVP stand for?
Respond, s'il vous plaît.
Big Al in Blue Springs.
The only thing I remember from French class.
That is correct.
Hey. Hold on. Let me get you online.
Say it again.
Al, you're cutting out. You're cutting out.
Hey, thank you for getting me on your show.
You bet.
I got a grievance and a suggestion. I'll do the suggestion first. Let's have a gratitude Tuesday so when us on Friday need to complain, we don't have everybody complimenting at the same time.
Okay.
Just suggestion.
Okay.
And my grievance is with Dana.
Yeah, lay it on me, Big Al.
I usually am really nervous. I'm trying to calm down, talk normal right now. You took Scott's flag tapestry down of Iron Maiden.
Yeah,
that's a violation of OPP, other people's property. Mm-hmm. You don't touch it. You ask them to take it down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but yeah. I'd be really upset. Because next thing you know, there's all kinds of other things you're just going to take off the wall.
But Big Al, keep this in mind. She didn't just take down the Iron Maiden tapestry. She threw it in the trash can when I was not here to retrieve it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's bad. That's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say, and I'm not, Big Al, I'm not challenging your grievance.
It sounds like it.
But I would like to say that thing was so awful and ugly and macabre, and there was blood on it.
Not real blood.
You would walk in, and it was just this grotesque, scary, grotesque thing.
Challenge flag is in hand.
Oh boy, throw it.
And it's on the field.
I have to look at it every day. And I'm not sorry. I wish I was, but I'm not.
From the text line, I was at Twin Peaks during the FIFA World Cup time here, and a group of 20 went in and racked up a bill of over $1,000 and tipped 10.
Yeah, that is a common complaint that I have seen in the week and a half since the World Cup was here, that a lot of the foreigners, because tipping is not part of their culture the way it is here. The tip is oftentimes built into your bill over there. A lot of big tabs and really small tips. 913-586-7798. Chris in Lenexa. Chris, hello.
How are we doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
My first one, first part is, though, you guys were talking the other day about what older people say. What was the website you guys were using?
Oh, I
older people, millennials, boomers, Gen Xers, and Gen Zers.
Oh, yeah. It was just like a little trivia wheel, Chris. It wasn't even online. It was like a physical wheel.
Oh, okay. So my grievance is, first world problems, of course, living in a subdivision that has HOAs. I don't have a problem with the HOA. I have a problem with the Karens of the HOA complaining on Facebook and sending, you know, papers to your house. Your grass is too long. Your paint is chipping. Woman, get a job. Get a life. I can't take it. Not that I get any of those letters, but, you know, like, you have to have an HOA to have, like, a pool. Well, people complain at the pool. You know, the music's too loud. Somebody's drinking beer. It's not a problem to drink beer at a private pool. It's not a problem to smoke a cigarette. It's not a problem. But for some of these Karens, it's really bothersome to them. You'd think they have other things to worry about than worry about if I'm drinking a beer or smoking a cigarette at the pool.
All right, Chris, we got you in. Do appreciate it. We do have a line open. If you want to grab it, we will get you in before the top of the hour. Ashley in Shawnee. Hello, Ashley.
Hello.
Hi.
So, unfortunately, today I've had a lot on my plate, and I had to put down my dog. She was 15 years old. She was perfect. She was beautiful. She was everything I needed in a person, let alone an animal. And I wish people could be more like her. Mm. I just have been told, not by the person that I was loving, but by another person, that my fiance has a whole nother person. And then today is the anniversary of my daughter's passing. So I purposely put down my dog on this day to commemorate her passing, and he was supposed to be here. But because of what I know, it is not possible, and my heart is broken. But either way, the grievance is, I wish people could be more like these animals, that they sit there and talk so much cornball stuff about. If they were more like these animals, people would love them more.
Ashley, we're so sorry, and thank you for the call.
Annie in Overland Park. Annie, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I have to tell you, I love Sally, and I wish I had her phone number. I agreed with everything she said, and she needs to back off the caffeine just a titch. But I do like the idea about the RSVP, and then I thought of a step further, that when people sign up and get an RSVP, you can make a wristband for them. So on the seating chart, you can put the wristband there, and then when the people that did an RSVP, maybe they figure out why they didn't get a wristband.
Hmm. Would you admit somebody to an event if they had not RSVP'd?
Sure, but I'm gonna
you can dress them down, Annie.
I'm gonna make fun of them. I'll mock them.
Okay,
it's my party. But my kids are all married, so I can't do it anymore. It's just an idea I thought I'd pass on.
All right, Annie. Do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. Melanie in Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I rarely have a grievance, and so I got a big one today.
Okay.
It all starts with the DMV.
What happened?
Did you know when you cross the state line, you need to reestablish real ID on your driver's license?
Yes.
But here's the thing. My kids are in college, now over 18, living in a dorm. They do not have utility bills in their name, yet they need utility bills in their name over 18 to get a real ID. So we were scrambling to try to find bank statements, anything that might have their names on it so they could get a real ID to fly. Go back. back to the DMV, and the DMV office lost power.
Hmm.
Never got the transaction done after we all took time after off work, after we all got together to help. Nothing.
Melanie, do appreciate the grievance. Thank you for it. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. If you miss a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Try to get everybody in. Dakota in Kansas City. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, love the show. This isn't really a grievance. It's more of a props because I want to know this guy's leg day routine, but I got passed on Strawberry Hill with a guy on a unicycle, went all the way up it without stopping. Just wanted to give that man a shout out.
Went all the way up Strawberry Hill on a unicycle.
That is correct. It blew my mind as well.
Wow.
Are we looking at an Olympian? I don't know.
An ultra marathoner for sure, Dakota.
Yeah.
Very impressive. Appreciate the call, man. Megan in Illinois. Megan, hello.
Hi. My grievance is with you guys. Not necessarily you, Scott, but specifically Sam and Dana. My daughter, Corey, calls in to you guys every once in a while with her grievance. She's 8 years old. Over the last week or so, I can't tell you how many times I've heard the term
explosive watery diarrhea.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think I just heard somebody laugh.
No, I think it's just in the air.
Thank you. Kim.
That was little Corey in the background laughing at her mother saying,
explosive watery diarrhea.
That was adorable.
Kim in Kansas City. Kim, hello.
Hey, guys. So I actually have two grievances, but I will just say the one because I called in about the one. You know how you have crosswalks at stoplights, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you hit the button, and you're not supposed to go until it says walk. Well, my grievance are with people who do not wait, and they walk. So I'm holding up traffic, or I'm almost at risk of hitting someone, especially a small child, and it just drives me crazy.
What's your second grievance? We do have time for it.
Okay, so my second grievance is actually with Sam. And it's funny, but not. So the other day, Sam had announced about the gentleman at the Royals game who, I believe it was at the Royals game, who jumped in the waterfall or whatever it is to get the ball.
Yep.
And I was tickled because I was waiting for him to finish the story, and he didn't. He just talked about the guy going to jail. But Sam, you know that man jumped in that waterfall to get that ball to that little boy who had surgery.
That is correct.
I didn't hear you mention that.
Wait, Sam, what?
Okay, so she said you talked about the guy getting arrested for jumping into the water fountain out at Kauffman Stadium for the ball, but you failed to mention that he gave it to a young boy who had recently had surgery on his eardrum.
Oh, I didn't know that detail. Mm-hmm. Thanks for filling me in, Kim. So the Royals took it from a young boy who was recovering from surgery?
They gave him a bobblehead and a signed bat from Salvador Perez.
The Royals.
I think they probably could have or should have thrown in a bunch of tickets.
And
a meet and greet with Salvi.
That would have been nice.
Come on.
That would have been nice, too.
Come on.
Gwen and Shawnee, you get the last word. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Doing well.
I just wanted to call in. I never call in with anything good. It's always a grievance because there's always something happening that's negative. Mm-hmm. These people, like, this happens so much. You know, I'm talking to somebody, and somebody walks by that person knows. And it's either that person or the person that you're talking to. You're right in the middle of a conversation, and they just whip their head around and start talking to this other person. If you're not even there, they don't say, excuse me, I want to talk to this person for a minute. They don't say anything. Or the person just walks up to them, and I'm in the middle of a conversation with this person, and they just start talking. And I'm standing there like an idiot. A lot of times I just walk away. I asked this guy one time when he did that, I said, why do you do that? Why do you, I'm talking to you and you just whip around and talk to this guy you talked to 50 times a day. He just laughed. He just laughed it off. It's so common that I don't think people realize that they're doing it.
Okay. All right. Got to stop you there, Gwen.
Very rude. Gwen, thank you for the grievance.
Jennifer Lopez is 57 today. Linda Carter is 75. And Michael Richards is 77. We got to run. Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. God willing, back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.